is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. We begin in Ukraine, where at least four people are now reported dead in overnight missile and drone strikes from Russia targeting power and water supplies. President Zelensky is urging allies to draw up a joint defense agreement. He spoke through an interpreter.
In our various regions of Ukraine, we could do much more to protect lives if the aviation of our European neighbors worked together with our F-16s and together with our air defense.
Cross-border strikes have wound down between Israel and Lebanon today in a battle that's raising fears of a larger regional conflict. CBS's MTS Tayyab from Tel Aviv.
The leaders of both Israel and Hezbollah are signaling that they do not intend to escalate further, for now at least, as the death toll in Gaza continues to rise. Over the weekend, over 200 Palestinians have been killed in a series of Israeli strikes.
Former President Trump remembered 13 Americans killed in Afghanistan at an Arlington National Cemetery. He laid a wreath at the Tomb of the Unknowns last hour on the third anniversary of a suicide bombing at the airport in Kabul. Mr. Trump is meeting with families of service members now. Vice President Harris' war chest is growing by leaps and bounds. CBS's Robert Costa.
The Harris Walls campaign is raising a lot of money, more than $500 million since the campaign was launched a little over a month ago. That is going to provide a foundation for her when it comes to advertising, ground operations in the swing states.
Economists estimate long COVID has pushed about 1 million Americans out of the workforce. The CDC calculates more than 5% of American adults have long COVID. It's most prevalent among people in their working years. A hearing is scheduled for today in Utah for Corey Richens. She's a mother of three who wrote a children's book about coping with grief after she allegedly poisoned her husband to death. CBS's Jim Crisula.
Prosecutors say she had opened life insurance policies totaling $2 million without his knowledge and mistakenly believed she would inherit his estate under terms of their prenuptial agreement. She has adamantly maintained her innocence.
The U.S. Open is getting underway in New York City. The Athletic's Lucas Weiss is watching.
On the women's side, you know, you got Aryna Sabalenka, who's obviously one of the favorites. Iga Swiatek, the world number one, who won a bronze medal. And then Zhen Jinwen of China, who won gold. Someone that I think could definitely make a run here.
The Dow is up 179 points. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. Heat advisories and excessive heat warnings are in effect for southeastern Wisconsin today. It could feel north of 100. People are being advised to stay hydrated, seek air-conditioned spaces, and to check on vulnerable neighbors. A woman reported missing at Quarry Lake Park was found safe last night. There was a large response from rescue teams. There have been two drownings at that park this summer. A shooting early yesterday in Racine injured three people, with two women found at the scene and a man coming to the hospital later. Police say there were also multiple vehicles hit by gunfire. A 1993 John Doe homicide case in Kenosha County will be updated tomorrow. The Pleasant Prairie Police Chief and the Kenosha County Medical Examiner will release new information at a joint press conference. And the Milwaukee Brewers are reintroducing updated parking technology at AmFam Field. The system was tried out in the spring but failed. It uses cameras to scan license plates for prepaid parking. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles, news at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
Roster decisions in Green Bay. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Packers GM Brian Gutekunst has until 3 o'clock tomorrow to trim the team roster to 53 players. One of those decisions will be at backup quarterback. Will he stick with Sean Clifford or go with rookie Michael Pratt, a seventh-round pick out of Tulane, who talked about the battle to be the backup?
I think it's been a really, really healthy competition. You know, Sean and I were really close, and, you know, I think just the dynamic in the quarterback room is the main emphasis for us, is to help the team. I think just all of us kind of being on that mind. mindset. You know, like I said, the healthy competition.
College basketball, Racine's Latrevion Fenderson has committed to the Wisconsin Badgers. The 6'4" guard transferred from the Prairie School to St. John's in Delafield, averaged nearly 22 points a game. Baseball, the Brewers have the day off after a 4-3 loss to Oakland. Left-hander Aaron Ash has been called up from Nashville to help out in the bullpen.
Yeah, I liked what I saw at Ash. For the most part, really commanded his pitches, and yeah, I think he can help us.
That's Brewers manager Pat Murphy. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
WRJN Sports with Mike Clemens is sponsored hourly by Pottawatomie Hotel Casino. Learn more online at paysbig.com.
Partly cloudy, warm, and humid today. We'll get to 87 with a heat index in the low to mid 90s this afternoon. Tonight, clear, 73, hot, humid tomorrow. Heat index could climb to 105 or better tomorrow. Actual high tomorrow, 93. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 80.
Tracks of My Tears with the Miracles and Smokey Robinson. Local news and timeless hits right here at WRJN. Perfect day if you can handle the air quality, 83 degrees and low riptide risk.
Radio Park to West Racine. Local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Such a fine,
my life, my love, and my lady.
local news and timeless hits right here at WRJN. Brandy, you're a fine girl. Great karaoke song. I can't say this enough. I don't care how bad you sing or how great you are. If you handle Brandy, you're a fine girl. You're going to sound like a star karaoke. I know this from deep personal experience. All right. So today is my year before Medicare. So I'm really excited about today. Next year, I'm getting the new knees. I'm going to get the new shoulder, all that stuff. I can't wait. But today it's my favorite song's birthday day. I did not clear this with the boss, so don't tell anybody. All right. Just a secret between you and me. This hour got a great song that features the first ever fuzzy guitar solo, where you would have this beautiful, beautiful love song, and in the middle of it, and oh my gosh, we go crazy, and then we go back to melodious. So very first song to do. I mean, now you listen to REO, Speedwagon, and some of the Foreigner songs and all that, and you hear that guitar get a little wild in the middle. Man, we're used to that, but this was brand new in the day, and they got hate mail on this, because nobody expected this group to do that. So that is coming up right after the news at the bottom of the hour here on WRJN.
Hi, this is Jane Matt Nair. If you're looking for me this morning, Greg and I are still around. You can find Matt Nair on air and all the Civic Media talk shows over on 540 AM WAUK or on the Civic Media app with the same meaningful talk you've come to expect from Civic Media. Meanwhile, continue to enjoy your local news and timeless hits only found here on WRJN.
The Franksville Food Truck Festival is back at the Franksville Craft Beer Garden September 6th and 7th, featuring 25 food trucks. Enjoy live music both nights from 6 to 9 with FM Rodeo on Friday and Landline on Saturday. Kids can have a blast in the bounce houses while the adults enjoy Wisconsin craft beer. And don't miss the Friday night Packers viewing party. It all kicks off at 5 p.m. on September 6th. Get all the details at FranksvilleFoodTruckFestival.com. The festival is brought to you in part by Visit Racine County and Enjoy Mount Pleasant.
Your home for local news for 97 years. Now, Timeless Hits 2 and all of your favorite sports. Now that the Packers are back, we've got every game covered right through the playoffs. Follow the Brewers in their push to the postseason. We carry Badgers and local high school sports, too. And when it comes to recaps and reviews, Mike Clemens reports on all the games hourly, every weekday. Brought to you by Pottawatomie Hotel and Casino. Local news, Timeless Hits, and all the big league sports on WRJN.
This update is sponsored by UW Credit Union. For every stage of life, UW Credit Union is here for every you. Fans, here's your Quick Trip to the Ballpark ticket offer. Spend $200 at participating Quick Trip locations and get a free Terrace Reserve ticket to a 2024 Brewers home game. Check brewers.com/quicktrip for more details. Join UW Credit Union at uwcu.org. Insured by NCUA.
Hi, this is Don Rosen here with Cindy Huber.
We'd like to invite experienced outside salespeople to join us here at WRJN.
Help us connect our listeners with local businesses and have fun doing it. You'd be joining Racine's longtime source for local news and timeless hits, a station people have depended on for over 97 years.
And of course, you'd be working with us. And that's just one of the many benefits WRJN provides. You'd be able to sell sponsorships to Green Bay Packer games, Badgers games, high school sports, and of course, our shows too.
WRJN is also the home of Big Deals, a great way for people to save real money on great food and services around town. So get ready to write down the information you'll need to apply.
Send your resume to Chris Morrell at chris.morreau@civicmedia.us or apply online at civicmedia.us and click on the About tab. Then work with us. Who knows? Maybe we'll be having coffee together in a few weeks.
I don't drink coffee.
I'll have yours.
Maybe Kringle?
Something sounds different on WRJN. We're refreshing hometown radio with local news and timeless hits. Our on-air host will keep you up to date with local, state, and national news every hour, along with Mike Clemens Sports and, of course, the local weather forecast. Then Don Rosen, Cindy Huber, and Kurt Vollman will talk about what's happening right here in our city, county, and state while spinning those timeless hits that are so much fun to hear again. You can hear our Civic Media talk shows on 540 AM WAUK or on the Civic Media app. You can hear WRJN on 99.9 FM, 98.1 FM, and on our historic AM frequency, 1400 AM. Local news, timeless hits. WRJN.
know much biology. Don't know much about a science book. Don't know much about the French I took. But I do know that I love you. And I know that if you love me too, what a wonderful world this would be. Don't know much about geography. Don't know much trigonometry. Don't know much about algebra. Don't know what a sliding room is for. But I do know one and one is two. And if this one could be with you, what a wonderful world this would be. Now, I don't claim to be an A student, but I'm trying to be. For maybe by being an A student, baby, I can win your love for me. Don't know much about history. Don't know much biology. Don't know much about a science book. Don't know much about the French I took. But I do know that I love you. And I know that if you love me too, what a wonderful world this would be. La ta 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 ta. History.
Sam Cooke on WRJN, where you smoke and we listen. That's why the local news and timeless hits are back on WRJN. Hello, with this air quality today, I'm a little bit dizzy. It's Tom and Rowe. I saw you, girl, I knew that I just had to make you mine. Local news and timeless hits right here on WRJN. I am so excited. I have got the great Kurt Vohman in. This is an honor to have you
Cindy,
on here.
How are you?
Well, I'm great now because here you are. You do such a great job.
Thank you.
You are so much fun to listen to as I'm headed back.
Oh, thanks.
Now, what? Okay, so I keep calling it the wrong thing. It's useless facts.
Yeah, I've got my useless fact of the day every day. Today, we're going to be talking with my son, actually. He's our star man. We talk all things space.
Oh,
and he's
wow.
got a couple of things space related that he wants to talk about. So we got a busy show today.
Can I ask you exactly what time that is so I can be listening?
I think we're talking with Teddy, my son Teddy, in the 2 o'clock hour, and we may spill over into the 3 o'clock hour too.
Oh, that sounds like fun. Anyway, I just want to tell you, you do a really great job.
You.
You're so much fun to be a coworker with.
Oh, thanks. Right back at you. And happy birthday.
Well, thank you. Thank you. Now I've got
I didn't bring you anything. I didn't know.
That's okay. I just my only birthday wish is to live till next year so I can qualify for Medicare. I'm like so excited. I'm getting new parts. I'm gonna be the bionic woman.
I love it.
We can rebuild her.
It.
We can make her useless.
Lindsay Wagner, was that the bionic woman?
I think she was, yeah.
Yeah,
and then, of course,
Lee Majors was the bionic man.
Oh, he was a hottie in the day.
Was he?
Yeah, still kind of at 100 almost, I think it's almost. I'm going for those older men, Kurt.
I see. Well, I don't qualify, sorry.
What I mean, like, way older man. If you're over 90, honey, just look me up, all right? So anyway.
You heard it here first. Cindy Huber's looking for a sugar daddy.
Actually, I got one. Okay. He's actually younger than me.
Okay.
So, yeah, I don't know how I was that lucky to find this guy. Absolutely, he's probably listening. I don't want to get in trouble. Come home. My stuff's on the door. Alrighty. So today, this hour, I'm playing my favorite songs every hour.
Okay.
And today, I want to kind of see if you can guess this one.
Okay.
This is with a power chord in the middle of this slow song.
Yeah, I heard you talking about the fuzzy guitar.
Yeah.
Let me think about it for a minute.
Fuzzy guitar solo.
Okay.
We're gonna have it coming up right after this.
Is it a ballad?
It's a ballad, but actually not like the ballads they used to, you know, not like what we have now with REO. More of a ballad where it was a really sweet song, and in the middle of it, it's like, whoa, let's get this guitar out and this and.
Is it a band or is it a solo artist?
It's a solo duo.
A duo, a duet.
Yeah, a duo.
Okay. Boy, you got me stumped here.
Oh, cool. All righty. We're going to play right after this as we go to one of my favorite songs. You'll hear it right out of the news break as we join the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Trial begins today for one of three Central Wisconsin men accused of beating another man to death in Stevens Point this spring. Arlen Sangster faces one count of reckless homicide. Prosecutors say the victim was Donald Mitchell, who confronted Sangster and the two others while they were rummaging through his pickup. Momentum in the race for president has shifted since a month ago, and Republicans were talking about expanding their ground game.
Those days are over. We're back to the core seven battlegrounds in the Congressional District of Nebraska.
As Kamala Harris campaign advisor David Plouffe, he spoke with WISN-TV's Up Front, Republican strategist Bill McCoshin tells the program Donald Trump needs to talk about issues that work for him best.
Inflation, gas prices, rent prices, those grocery prices, and the border.
Both agree Wisconsin will be critical to the outcome. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. The driver of a Ram ran a red light, causing a traffic problem in Racine yesterday. It happened at around 4:30 at Main and 7th. The driver of the Dodge Ram ran the red light and hit a four-door sedan. The truck rolled over and the driver had to be pulled from that vehicle. They were taken to the hospital with injuries. The driver of the car had minor injuries and was treated at the scene. A 1993 John Doe homicide investigation in Kenosha County is set for an update. Pleasant Prairie Police Chief David Smetana and Kenosha County Medical Examiner Patrice Hall are holding a joint news conference tomorrow where more information will be released. We're working on learning more. It's a double dose of heat cautions. Both heat advisories and excessive heat warnings are in effect for southeastern Wisconsin. It could feel north of 100 for part of the day. It's encouraged that you drink plenty of fluids, stay in an air-conditioned room, out of the sun, and check up on relatives or neighbors that may be susceptible. And there's a new way to pay at the old ball game. The Milwaukee Brewers are set to reintroduce their updated parking technology at AmFam Field tomorrow. It was tried earlier in the year and didn't work. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles, news at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
Sizzling hot today with heat advisory in effect. As high temperatures soar to near 90 degrees and the humidity so high, it'll really be feeling like the triple digits. Then chances of showers and storms roll back in overnight. The sun could be strong to severe even through tomorrow, too. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Currently, 82 degrees.
WRJN, and with me is Kurt Vollmann. Kurt, I know you didn't realize it was my birthday, but what a wonderful birthday surprise to have you here.
Well, shucks.
And I also, we were kind of guessing around here. Would you ever guess that the song with one of the very first, if not the very first, fuzzy guitar solo in the middle of it was, or is?
The Carpenters.
Yeah, would you have guessed that?
No.
Okay. No, yeah, here we go. My birthday song for this hour on WRJN.
I'll say goodbye to love. No one ever cared if I should live or die. Time and time again, the chance for love has passed me by. And all I know of love is how to live without it. I just can't seem to find. So I've made my mind up, I must live my life alone. And though it's not the easy way, I guess I've always known I'd say goodbye to love. There are no tomorrows for this heart of mine. Surely time will lose these bitter memories and
I can't.
this right here, WRJN. That's Now You Know the Rest of the Story. Richard Carpenter was the guy behind the power ballad. He was the one that really started it. I got a lot of respect for him. Anyway, that's my birthday song this hour. Carpenter's Goodbye to Love. Got the awesome Kurt Vollman here for my birthday. You are awesome, man.
Well, thank you. You right back at your birthday, girl.
Oh, thank you. It was Love and Spoonfuls. And Kurt, you didn't have to be so nice.
In the summertime, when the weather is high. your mind. Have a drink, have a try. Go out and see what you can find. If a daddy's rich, take her out for a meal. If a daddy's poor, just do what you feel. Speed along the lane, you a town or a turn of 25. When the sun goes down, you can make it good and live by. We do as we please. When the weather's fine, we go fishing or go sailing in the sea. We're always happy. Last we live in, yeah, that's our philosophy. Sing along with us, dee 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 dee. Da 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 da, yeah, we're happy, happy.
Local news, timeless hits, and we've been doing it for 97 years, WRJN, except for that couple of years when we were talked. So you wanted the music back, and so do we, so it's all back here. One of the last few times I get to play this summertime song, Mungo Jerry, although for some reason, summer songs always make sense in the middle of January. My old Uncle Dick is going to be dropping in today with Uncle Dick's Picks. He usually does it Friday, but because it's my birthday, by special request, Uncle Dick, and give you the story behind one of my absolute favorite groups of all time, the Kyle Sills. Coming up, 12:15, Paul Harvey at 12:05 right here on WRJN.
Your home for local news for 97 years. Now, timeless hits, too, and all of your favorite sports. Now that the Packers are back, we've got every game covered right through the playoffs. Follow the Brewers in their push to the postseason. We carry Badgers and local high school sports, too. And when it comes to recaps and reviews, Mike Clemens reports on all the games hourly, every weekday. Brought to you by Pottawatomie Hotel and Casino. Local news, timeless hits, and all the big league sports on WRJN.
Is your backyard feeling a little blah? Let Runnings in Burlington help create your personal oasis. Everything you need to add comfort and style to your home. Top-notch grills for family barbecues, cozy patio furniture perfect for unwinding, high-quality mowers and tools to keep your space looking sharp. And for your pets, we have everything to keep them happy and healthy. Visit Runnings in Burlington today on Milwaukee Avenue and let them enhance your home and outdoor life. Runnings, your trusted partner for all your home, farm, and outdoor needs.
It's 2024 and Worthington, Minnesota continues to shine. We've expanded so many things. It's a time of growth. We've expanded recreation activities with our indoor ice arena, our indoor turf rec center and playground, and our outdoor water park, Water World, is ready for another season. Our schools have expanded, and so has our industry. We're continuing to expand our population also, with lots ready to build on Glenwood Heights. So let's grow together in Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look.
At Civic Media, we encourage active political engagement and remind listeners to think critically about political advertisements you may hear during this critical election year. Our stations are licensed by the FCC and are required to accept all ads for federal candidates. We also air state and local candidates, as well as paid ads from issue and PAC groups. Truth is rarely as simple as any political ad may claim. So again, we urge you to think critically about what you hear in the spirit of promoting authentic and respectful civic dialogue.
Are you and your family weather ready? I'm Terry Barr, producer of the Slice of Wisconsin series. Wisconsin weather is ever-changing, and all of us with Civic Media believe awareness can make a difference. Our weather-ready stories will offer the information you need. Here's meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
Warm weather, humidity, and thunderstorms in Wisconsin bring mosquitoes that bite and annoy us throughout the spring and summer months.
They're there. They're always there. And then when we have high rainfall years, they're going to be more prevalent.
In fact, the first confirmed case of the West Nile virus has bitten Wisconsin. It was found in a blood donor from Washington County and also in a dead bird in Chippewa County. The West Nile virus is spread to humans, birds, and other animals through the bite of these infected mosquitoes.
Eliminate any water sources. Dump those flower pots out. Don't let dog or kitty pools sit. Fill them when you're going to use them and then dump them out. Clean the gutters. Reduce those sources is definitely going to help. You want to still be able to enjoy your yard.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
Yeah.
home, and Kenosha's too, for local news and timeless hits right here on WRJN. And on that note, Stuart J. Waddles with local news coming up. Buddy Mike Clemens with sports and CBS National News just minutes away. Right here on WRJN is Shocking Blue. It's Venus.
And timeless hits. WRJN.
is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Cammie McCormick. The Democratic convention now history. The presidential campaigns are back on the road this week. Donald Trump started off the day at Arlington National Cemetery.
Present!
He laid wreaths for the 13 American service members who died in an attack during the withdrawal from Afghanistan. He also was to meet with some of the families. Vice President Kamala Harris will campaign later this week in Georgia. Correspondent Bob Coster reports her war chest is growing.
The Harris-Walz campaign is raising a lot of money, more than $500 million since the campaign was launched a little over a month ago. That is going to provide a foundation for her when it comes to advertising grants.